I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United States and its European allies are looking for ways to make Russia feel their displeasure at its attacks in South Ossetia, but they can't do much. Perhaps boycott some meetings with Russian diplomats, or even kick Russia out of a forum for advanced economies, the so-called G8. The European Union seems to be taking a more moderate stand. The World's Jerry Hadden explains.
It was telling that by the time French President Nicolas Sarkozy landed in Moscow today to demand a Russian ceasefire, the Russians had already declared one. Sarkozy is currently the rotating president of the 27-member European Union. His late arrival on the scene hardly sent a strong message to Russia, and Sarkozy made it clear he didn't come to pick a fight. When asked whether France would demand that Russia respect Georgia's territorial integrity, he had this to say.
La Géorgie est un pays indépendant. C'est un pays souverain.
Georgia is an independent and sovereign nation, he said during a press conference with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, and I think that that concept is much broader than the mere notion of territorial integrity. If we try to solve all of the issues right now, we won't resolve anything. We must try to bring peace and then through dialogue to find long-lasting and definitive answers. President Medvedev responded to the same question with confidence, hinting at potential geopolitical changes in the region.
Your question is perfectly correct. Do Ossetians, Abkhazians, and Georgians want to share a state? That is the question that they themselves should be asked.
Medvedev went on to say, no country should intervene in that process, not Russia, not anyone. We have a lot of examples of self-determination and of new countries appearing on the map. For example, Kosovo comes to mind. The reference to Kosovo wasn't accidental. Until this year, Kosovo was a province of Serbia. Russia vehemently opposed its declaration of statehood and warned the West repeatedly of the precedent recognizing Kosovo would set. Today, Medvedev's comments were a sort of diplomatic, I told you so. Europe has little leverage against Russia on the Georgia crisis for a number of reasons, says Antonio Miseroli of the European Policy Center, a think tank in Brussels. First, Georgia started the fighting. Second, Russia has become rich from its oil and gas revenues. Miseroli says what Russia is really pushing for is to sit down and renegotiate a broad range of issues with the West.
To go from Kosovo to frozen conflicts in general, the Caucasus, the pipelines, missile defense, Iran, and so on and so forth. That is precisely what the American leadership so far has tried to avoid by addressing all these issues and crises one by one and trying always to get the most out of these crises. And Europeans have always been caught somewhere in between and divided among themselves.
When President Sarkozy was asked today whether the EU would be willing to send peacekeeping forces to Georgia, he said, of course, if all parties agree. But the EU members have to agree as well, all 27 of them. The EU's foreign ministers will hold an emergency session on Georgia to try to hammer out a unified position. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden.